Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 168. This is the weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. Until the studies come back and prove me otherwise, I am still a human. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I've got, surprisingly, a UGC update, despite the fact that it seems like it is very, very slow in that sector of income, as all of the sectors of income in my life seem to be. But I do have an update with the user-generated content. I did have a bit of a strange week. I had a bit of a crash and burn moment mentally. A crash and burn moment at the beginning of the week. But I do feel like I'm back on track. It was almost a reset, that crash and burn moment. So I do feel back on track by the end of this week. And as always, or as I have been doing, I will provide a bit of a mental health update, as I'm sure you can expect the crash and burn aspect, my mental health contributing to that on some ways. And as always, at the end of the episode, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for, as I do at the end of every episode of Ray's Days. So let's get into my week, shall we? Starting off with the user-generated content. If you want to sign up to do user-generated content, take selfies with products, make videos, all that kind of stuff. You get free products and they pay you for it. If you're looking to make some extra money, go to inspireddisorder.com/UGC. There's a link there to sign up through a company that I use called Join Brands. Although what I'm about to say may discourage you in some ways. I don't know. I don't know if it's just me. Maybe new people that sign up get offers and jobs a lot easier than people that are there for a while, as I think a lot of sites do to kind of bolster and encourage people to use them. But I'm still signed up. I'm still applying to jobs, as I have done. I did have to cancel, however, my first gig, which I've never had to do. It was for a ring by the people that make the Ridge Wallet. It is a Ridge ring, like wedding ring. And I measured my finger wrong. I don't have ring measurement tools, and I did my best to try and come up with and figure out what my ring size was. Ordered the ring. Ring showed up way too small. If it was too big, I would have at least been able. So all I needed to do was take a picture with it. Not a big thing. Also not a very lucrative deal considering the cost of the ring. But I thought I would be able to just resell the ring at a decent price. Regardless, wrong size showed up, and I didn't want to have to go through the whole hassle of waiting, ordering another one, waiting for the other one. It's just like too much money. It's like it takes forever for the money to get refunded, and then I have to do the thing. It's just a pain. So when I emailed them at first to let them know that I got the wrong size ring, and they're like, yeah, you have to order a new ring. But then when you have like a certain amount of time to upload your content after you receive the product. So that expired, obviously. So after that expired, there was the option to cancel. And in the thing, I was like, I got the wrong size. I got to go out of town, blah, 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 blah. So I had to cancel my first thing. Hopefully it didn't seem like it will impact me in any way. At least that's judging by the responses I got to stuff. That's what it seemed to be. And hopefully they will be understanding if they read my reasoning for it. And what I've noticed, the multiple times that I've tried to contact the businesses, contacting the Ridge company in this instance, and there was another company I tried to contact too, it is very rare that they will notice and respond to an email, I've noticed. The Join Brands customer service did respond back to me, which was good. But as far as the companies, just to be aware, some do. I've been contacted by companies I've worked with, and they just wanted to send me free product, which is cool. Not having to do any job. They're like, hey, we'd love to send you one of our new products to check out. I was like, I will check it out. Cool. So I still like it, but I did have one gig that I did complete. So I did cancel my first gig. So I know how that process works. But I was able to complete one gig, which was a decent paying gig for video, which I was able to do because the beginning of the week, as I mentioned, a little crash and burn. So kind of put off making the video until Thursday, which is the day where I paint. So did all the production before, filmed it, did the voiceover, did all the editing, and submitted it before I had to set up to paint, just barely. They needed one revision, so I'm still waiting. I spelled out a word instead of saying the word. So one of their, like a it's some branding thing that I did wrong. Super easy fix. Sent it back. It's still the weekend, so I assume by tomorrow it will be approved and I'll be able to get paid for that job, which is good. A little bit of money always helps. Trying to survive always helps. And I thought I had found another marketplace for like that's like Join Brands, but when I went to go look into it, it's one that you have to pay a monthly fee for them to give you the leads, whereas Join Brands takes a percentage when you get paid. So, and depending on where you are, they take more of a percentage when you first start out, and as you go up the ranks, they take less of a percentage. But so I don't know if I'll check that out. They do have a free trial, so I may try it out and see if I can get at least jobs that will pay. I mean, it didn't seem like much for their membership, but generally the pay-to-play type of business models aren't the best. So we'll see. And haven't done much in the way of trying to get jobs outside of Join Brands, even though I have my portfolio set up on my website for doing the user-generated content, which you can see at inspireddisorder.com/UGC. But haven't finished setting that up yet as well because didn't do a whole lot of extra stuff this week. But that's my update for the UGC. But as far as my personal updates for the week, I watched a lot of Alone this week. It is my favorite reality survival show by far. It's a lot of fun. I relate to Alone in a lot of ways. And I realized, like, usually I watch them when a new season comes out on Netflix. It is a History Channel show. And I realized that I have access to the History Channel through apps like Hulu. It's owned by Disney. Disney owns Hulu. So I checked Disney Plus, which it is not on Disney Plus, but it is on Hulu. All of the seasons are on Hulu. So I watched the newest season that's supposed to be showing up on Netflix any day now. I think season 9. Watched that. Also watched kind of a spinoff or a special season that was shortened. And watched that as well. Kind of on in the background. Not reviewing it, obviously. Although I have in the past reviewed that show. But yeah, it helps me unplug. Put things in perspective in a lot of ways. I kind of felt I needed some perspective this week. And, you know, it feels like I'm not far off in a lot of ways from the reality show, the reality of the show, I should say. You know, but instead of, like, having some shelter, I'm in, like, a garage. Instead of having to, like, hunt for food and scavenge for food, I have to hunt and scavenge for income, trying to sell my artwork trying to make money podcasting, trying to complete these UGC gigs. So I kind of relate in some way. Obviously, they have the ability to tap out whatever they want. I am not being threatened by polar bears. So there is some differences, but I relate to the struggles and the solitude of these people. Like, part of me, I think, would enjoy it because I'm fairly used to being alone, but I'm not a survivalist in any way. But the mental aspect is definitely one of the biggest aspects of the thing. I mean, the mental will in many ways influence physical decision making. People make mistakes. A lot of people will tap out just because emotionally they can't take it. They can't take being alone. They can't take being away from their family, their loved ones, yada yada. And then some people physically can't make it. And some people physically can't make it because they made bad decisions because of their mental ego, whatever, whatever. I really enjoy that show, though. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about attention, all Ray Taylor Show fans. We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high-quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. Also, so I watched that this week, but also I decided my roommate was out of town as she was on a vacation the week before, and then had a business trip this past week. And I decided I was kind of wanting, like, I don't drink anymore. I don't even have a valid driver's license right now. So I can't, I could buy alcohol. I'm 42, but if they carded me, I don't have a card. Also the reason why I don't smoke weed, but I've kind of taking a break from those things. I rarely drink, but I had kind of the hankering for a drink and asked my roommate to get me something before she left for a business trip. So, kind of as a mental vacation, a staycation as it were, I tried out the Liquor Quick infusion kit that I did one of my UGCs for, which is like this bottle where you pour alcohol in and you put like these herbs in it. And the herbs infuse, you let it infuse for like a day, and it flavors your alcohol. So I did one, a lemon ginger infusion of vodka, which was absolutely delicious. But, you know, I don't drink much. I am the kind of guy who almost has an OCD compulsion to drinking, where it's like, once I start, I just keep going until I go to sleep. And so that's kind of what it was like. And because of my adjustment to my workload, because I haven't had many things to do, all I really had planned for the beginning of the week was the UGC thing. But I could easily, I obviously put that off till Thursday. Really kind of just unplugged mentally. Wasn't planned. I was able to, I think subconsciously I knew I could get away with just not doing anything, obviously taking care of the animals and the house and just regular things, but really kind of just not doing anything. Kind of the closest thing I've had to a vacation, especially now that I rarely drink. Like, it is just like completely unplugged from all of that stuff. I also splurged on my diet and my groceries, spending a little bit more money than I usually do on groceries and buying just garbage food, which I've been eating pretty good in general, but I took a big detour, not only drinking, but just getting, I've been craving hamburgers. So I got the White Castle, frozen White Castle hamburgers, right? Because I'm not, it's like what I spent in groceries, I could have like gone to fast food or gone to a burger place and got like one meal, but instead I got like a few meals for the week. Right, so I got a case of the White Castle cheeseburgers, which are great. even though they're frozen, I really enjoy them. I got some frozen seasoned French fries. So, you know, a lot of fries and burgers instead of going to fast food. Really great. Because I watched the Flaming Hot Cheeto movie, I got some Flaming Hot Cheetos. So I was eating like garbage this week. And really, like Tuesday, I was just out of it. Way out of it. Like Monday, I was like, kind of like, okay, I don't really have anything to do. Usually Mondays, I kind of take off. And so I was like, Monday, that's when I decided to drink and just kind of enjoy my day. And kind of was feeling more motivated Monday too. Kind of planning a lot of things that I wanted to get done now that I felt like actually doing stuff, and that instead of just barely getting things done as it feels like I've been doing for the past month or so. Did some kind of cleaning up outside that I haven't done. Cleaned up the patio, which I haven't done in a long time. You know, doing little extra things around the house since, you know, everybody's out of the house. You know, and it felt good cleaning up the area. You know, I love process videos on TikTok and stuff, so it kind of feels good doing that kind of cleaning. Like seeing a messy space and then cleaning it up and seeing it clean and organized, it feels good. So all that stuff felt good, you know. Less mess, less chaos, kind of visually, kind of translates to mentally feeling good. And then Tuesday, I really took the day off. I didn't do any of that stuff. Obviously, watching a bunch of movies, kind of got ahead on a lot of that stuff. But Tuesday, I didn't do anything. Like, I did not do anything. I didn't even post my social media stuff on Tuesday. One, because I was super hungover and just kind of laid in bed and kind of slept a lot. Had Arrested Development on the TV, which I haven't watched in forever and is not like one of my go-to comfort shows, but for whatever reason I felt like watching it. And really just out of it, not doing anything Tuesday. Like, I was like, I'm not even gonna post my stuff Tuesday. I don't feel like even doing that. So, like, something that I haven't done, like, I took Tuesday off in a way that I haven't taken a day off since, like, my computer broke down a couple years ago. And I just literally couldn't do work. So, took Tuesday off. Wednesday, I started feeling better, kind of did the things I needed to do. Still didn't do the video, but kind of did the things that I didn't get done Tuesday. And then Thursday through Saturday, and even today, I'm feeling a lot better. Didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night, but I think I just woke up and couldn't go back to sleep. But I feel like I'm back on track. Like yesterday when I was prepping for the show, I spent more time kind of, I'm doing the artwork for the shows a little differently. Using for this show, I'm doing a combination of like AI generated pictures. And then within those pictures, I edit them out and add stuff and change things. And am doing basically, I mean, there's a lot of Photoshop on my end. And then there's a lot of AI tools like the AI generative fill that is available on Photoshop now. So kind of getting used to those tools and what they're able to do for me to really do a lot of things that I can do longhand. It's like the difference between doing long division and using a calculator. It's like I'm going to get to the finished product on some level. It's just how much time am I going to spend doing it. So I started figuring out how I want to do the artwork differently, not only for the vertical thumbnails that I use for my website, that I use for the video production, but also the YouTube thumbnails, which are widescreen, that are produced differently. It's all made to look, it's slightly better, but I think it's way better. I noticed a big difference. So I feel like I'm back on track. I'm interested to see how next week goes. I'm making good time as far as recording today. I have a feeling I'm going to be done producing this show in a record time today, which I like. is take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. Wednesday, as far as mental health, like I said, kind of crashed and burned. Really felt like I needed just for like a month and a half, 2 months or whatever, I felt like I was just barely getting stuff done, doing the bare minimum, really not feeling like putting any energy into anything. Like even there were weeks, like 2 weeks producing this show where I didn't do, like I do these like kind of scripts that are like bullet points of things I want to talk about. Like I barely even got those done last week. Barely. I was like, I just wanted to get through the week. That's why I was like, I need a break. Please get me some alcohol. And then I was like, I'm just going to not think of anything and really just unplug mentally and just drown my brain in booze for a few days, really. And I think Wednesday I had some anxiety, and I think that was just because I'd been drunk for like 2 days straight. So I think heavy drinking probably brought that, because I haven't had anxiety like that in a while. But it definitely, drinking and getting drunk forced me to truly kind of unplug mentally from everything for a couple of days, and actually just rest, like sleeping all day Tuesday off and on. Like I haven't been able to just sleep like that in forever, it seems like. So that was my week, kind of a crash and burn in some ways, but also kind of a mental vacation. And it's like, you know, and then it'll probably be a few months before I drink again. And I don't really have, I got over the whole feeling of that, like needing the constant craving of alcohol, which was a kind of an issue for a long time. The times I stopped trying to drink and just couldn't, because it's like, oh, I need it. Like I needed it to self-medicate. And I think I've done, since I kind of stopped a year and a half ago, I broke that and I've gotten used to what life is like not having to have drinks at the end of the night, every night. I've been able to form new routines. And so now, like, I have no alcohol anymore. I'm not craving it at all. No real desire for it. So who knows? It might be a few more months until I, like, ask my roommate, hey, could you give me some wine or something like that? But I really felt like I needed the break. And my mental health before dealing with, and I'm not saying that it cured my depression, but I think part of the reason why I was feeling depressed was just I felt like I needed a break, like I was burnt out and needed to just stop. And I've done a lot of the changes, as I've talked about in previous episodes, cutting back on the amount of podcasts I'm producing, which all that trickles down into, you know, less preparation, less recording, less editing, less clips that I have to do. So it's less work, compounding less work, just cutting out a few episodes. But kind of just letting that settle in and figuring out where I need to put this extra time and energy that I will now have. Especially now that I feel like I took a little vacation and I feel a little bit more refreshed. So hopefully we'll see. Like, I'm always hopeful on Sundays because Sundays are my most productive day. I'm always so hopeful that I'll be kind of continue that productivity into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, which are kind of my open days where I don't have things hard scheduled in the day to get stuff done. And those are the days where I try to do complete other projects that I need to get done. So I'm hopeful. We'll see how it goes. We'll see next week how well. Maybe this will be a super productive week. Who knows? Maybe it will just be a decent week where I get a few things done. I have no idea. Usually, if I get into something, I go hard on it. So we'll see what I get done this week. I don't have that much pressure on myself. Even if it's an easy week, I'll be okay. But either way, kind of a ups down and feeling better. I feel like it was a reset. But I liked what I like to do at the end of every episode. I like to share something that I'm thankful for. Highlight something I'm thankful for. Could be big, small, simple, complex, general, doesn't matter, but something I'm thankful for. And this week, I am thankful for the decent weather we've been having in the desert. It is about to be July, and it's barely gotten over. I think today it's around 100 degrees, but it's barely gotten over 100 degrees, which is very rare. Usually once summer hits, it is at minimum 100 degrees during the day, usually 115 degrees pretty regularly. And then in August, July, August, usually some days of 126 degrees. But that's why I'm thankful that it has been decent weather, less than 100 degrees most nights. Most nights I'm able to open up the sliding door that I have in my studio space here. While I sleep, just open it up with screen door shut, and it cools down everything. It feels so nice. I mean, it's only getting to like 70 degrees at night or whatever, but it's still amazing. I love being able to have fresh air. I'm not a big fan of having air conditioning running all the time. I like having fresh air. I don't know. It's just, it feels good. So I hope that the 115 to 125 degree days are few and far between this summer, which it seems like it's probably going to hit hard and probably be like weeks of like insane heat. But as for now, it has been insanely amazing, which is very rare. Right. I'm not constantly covered in sweat all day. I'm not constantly covered in sweat all night, which is the worst. Sleeping when you don't when you can't even have a sheet on you because you're covered in sweat anyway. It's just ridiculous. And when it's hot out, I tend to have a short fuse. I'm a pretty easygoing guy. But when it's hot out, things can irritate me far easier. So it's also helped in that instance, especially since I went through a few months of depression, a solid month of depression, maybe month and a half depression, and feel kind of like I'm coming out of that in a bit. So it's nice that I haven't, although the manic times is generally when my fuse is short, so we'll see. Maybe I'll get into some anger my mood is swinging into a manic space where it'll match up with the weather and I'll just get really angry, but I haven't been, so it's been nice as well. Everything, like when it does get hot, like everything annoys me, like clothes on my skin, having long hair, like you'll know if I've had a very angry week if I show up with no hair. If I decide to shave off of all my hair, it's because it annoyed the fuck out of me, which it's kind of been annoying, my long hair, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but that will be a sign. You will know. Which it'll be surprising if I get through the summer without cutting my hair. But it's the absolute worst part about living in this desert is the summer, dealing with the heat. So I'm very thankful that it has not been that horrible this week, or yet at all this summer in general, this past month or two. that it's starting to heat up, but it hasn't gotten to as bad as it normally does, which I'm love that. Even though I'm inside most of the time, I love being able to open up the doors, especially at night, and get fresh air, letting it actually cool down. Like, when it's the worst, it's like when you go outside at midnight and it's still 100 degrees, it's very depressing. So the fact that it's getting to about 100 degrees during the daytime, that's pretty nice. That's a nice. I prefer it to, when it's dark outside, to also be cool outside. So anyway, I'm thankful for the good weather that we've been having here out in the Coachella Valley. Upcoming events, the only event still, August 26th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. is the group art show, the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert. All the details for that are inspireddisorder.com/events. For the details for that, as well as all of my upcoming live and local events. Still haven't painted the artwork for that yet. This week, I plan on ordering the paper and the things I need to create the artwork, and I will be doing the larger size paintings, and then choose one of those to submit to the show. That's not till the end of August anyway, so I have plenty of time. But this next month is when I plan on doing all that and getting all that stuff prepared, so I don't have to think about it in August. But yeah, mark your calendars. And that's it for this episode. I'm very thankful as well for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder if you're watching this. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.